today. Their work to lead the world to Armageddon is in progress. In fact, if you look at it closely, it's beyond progress. It's almost complete. And this is alarming in the sense that many in Adventism do not seem to be aware that this spiritual guidance is happening. Now, when we look at these three powers and the spirits that come out of their mouth to lead the world to Armageddon, we're going to suggest that what's being symbolically identified there is not the political aspect of these three powers, but the spiritual aspect. And this religious and political aspect, as defined right in the very beginning of the Bible with Babel, the tower, and the great city, is something that we need to differentiate with as we look at Bible prophecy, and we'll be doing some of that. Now, in manuscript release, number 17, page 18, we're told this: God has warned his people of the perils before them. John beholds things which will be in the last days, and he sees a people working counter to God. Read Revelation 12, 17, 14, 10 through 13, and chapter 17 and 13. John sees the company who have been deceived. He says, I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are spirits of devils working miracles which go forth unto the kings of the earth and the whole world to gather them to the battle of the great day of God Almighty. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garment, lest he walk naked, and they see his shame. Once again, Sister White here is emphasizing chapters 12, 14, 17, and 13 to us as present truth. This is where the message is. It's not back in the trumpets and the seals. And she sees a people that are working against God. And as she describes these people, she describes the beast, the dragon, and the false prophet. And we're suggesting here in our study that at the end of the world, modern Babylon, the mature aspect of the story of Babylon in the Bible, and you'll see what I mean by that as we proceed. The full maturity of Babylon is modern Babylon, and modern Babylon is made up of three entities, the dragon, the beast, and false prophet, and these three entities are the people that are working against God and his people. Now, in Review and Herald, December 27th, 1898, Sister White says something that she says in other places, and I'll read it to you and try to relate why it seems important to me. This is the day of the Lord's preparation. He says, Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and